I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Headlined by political heavyweights, conservative media figures, and religious leaders, the memorial for activist Charlie Kirk drew tens of thousands.
I'm Stephen Kaufman at the Charlie Kirk Memorial in Glendale, Arizona. Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, stressed that above all, her husband wanted to do God's will.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Erica Kirk was followed on stage by President Trump, who praised the late conservative political activist as a master builder of people.
He led boldly, and he argued brilliantly without apology.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Glendale, Arizona.
President Trump's directive to Attorney General Pam Bondi is drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle. CBS News White House correspondent Willie James Inman has more.
Over the weekend, we saw President Trump put pressure on Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice to go after what he sees as his political enemies, saying that the Department of Justice should look into them and adding that justice must be served.
Vice Chairman of IBM, Gary Cohn, appeared on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan Sunday, where he discussed President Trump's executive order, one that imposes a $100,000 one-time fee for visas granted to foreign workers and H-1B visas.
If you're now telling a company, look, you need to spend $100,000 to get one of these visas, you're not just going to ask for a visa and put a name in the lottery unless that is a highly skilled person who you need, who you cannot hire in the United States.
Google is due back in federal court. A judge previously ruled that the company abused its monopoly position to seize control of online tools aimed at advertising technology. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The question will be how long Google can continue these practices that are seen as giving them dominance in the very lucrative ad tech market.
Strong winds and large hail were seen across North Texas, fatally injuring one person. Resident Sonia Ryder pulled out her phone to record as the hail pelted her home. Parts of the central U.S. are facing stormy weather at the start of the week. CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
Clusters of showers and thunderstorms continue producing the threat for severe weather and flash flooding across the Midwest, back into the central and southern plains.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. Without endurance, a worn-out timing belt could cost you $1,700. A busted transmission? That's $4,000 easy. An engine meltdown? $7,000. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work. With endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. miles. Plus, your plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country. Choose the name Ludicrous Trusts. Endurance. Right now, get $300 off any plan, plus a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. All backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. For your free quote, call 800-471-2595. 800-471-2595. 800-471-2595.
Where's the best coffee in America?
A new survey from Wallet Hub finds Portland, Oregon is the macchiato mecca. Mostly because of the extremely high number of affordable coffee shops, many with free Wi-Fi. Number two is Orlando, then Long Beach, California, Seattle, the home of Starbucks, then Tampa, San Francisco, Austin, Oakland, California, and Pittsburgh. Comparisons were based on average price per pack of coffee, the average amount spent on Java per month, the percentage of population that drinks coffee, Google searches for coffee, and the number of shops with 4.5-star ratings or better. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Dog owners are curious about vegan diets for their pups. New research from the University of Nottingham shows plant-based dog foods are the same nutritionally as meat diets. This challenges long-held beliefs that dogs need meat to stay healthy. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 64. Some showers overnight and into your Monday morning. Also a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon on Monday. Partly sunny in between with highs in the mid-70s. Tuesday, scattered storms and a high around 72. Currently, 66 degrees.
Taking me. Memorial Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be so unusual.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Oh,
seventh year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Simple thing cannot comprehend why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountains,
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Ha ha ha! 1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back, but today, again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
You don't have to worry, 'cause baby, there ain't no mountain.
WRJN.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Stars all
Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Over 63,000 people gathered at State Farm Stadium to honor the life and mourn the death of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Kirk was killed at a speaking engagement in Utah on September 10th. His widow, Erica, was visibly emotional as she delivered her eulogy. Towards the end of her speech, she acknowledged the man accused of the killing.
That man. That young man. I forgive him.
President Trump was one of several political leaders who spoke at the service. The president blamed, quote, the radical left for Kirk's assassination and talked about one way that he and Kirk differed in their messaging.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent, and I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry.
8 months into his second term, the president called for ramped up investigations into his political foes. CBS's White House correspondent Willie James Inman has more.
This weekend, President Trump is publicly putting pressure on the Department of Justice and Attorney General Pam Bondi. In a post on Truth Social, the president said, "What about Comey, Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia? They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is going to be done." Adding, "Justice must be served."
It's an effort to try to silence and intimidate people. But I refuse to be silenced or intimidated.